with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back, Yardless, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We just had a round of Virgin Marys. Bob pointed out that it's very appropriate for the Christmas season, and I couldn't agree more. But the people from Brutes Mix there, they got something going on there. This craft Bloody Mary mix is pretty cool. But you know what? There's another place, Barbecue Bob, that's got some stuff going on. And in the studio right now, we've got Mike Thorpe from the Bonefish Grill joining us. And we're going to talk a little bit about maybe grilled seafood items and things of that nature. What you thinking, man?
Yeah. So with no further ado, let's welcome the Thorpe brothers into the studio.
I've got my 9-year-old boy here with me, Layton.
Say hey, Layton. Say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Hey, perfect. I'm glad you're here, buddy. Merry Christmas.
You know, the first thing I want to do is, you know, thank you guys for the work that you did. You mentioned GI Barbecue earlier. Couldn't be, you know, happier to be a part of that. You know, I'm wearing my Stormy right now. I wear it often this time of year. So I'm extremely happy to and thankful that you guys are doing that and happy to be a part of it and look forward to doing more with it moving forward into 2017 as well.
So. Well, that's awesome. And those came in very handy. Those were a much sought-after item at the auction.
They were.
At the Chase Creek Smokehouse. Matter of fact, my best friend Carl bought one of them.
Right.
And his wife was just telling me, we're going down to St. Thomas with them for Joost Van Dyke here in a few more weeks. And when we got together to plan our trip, and Peggy was ranting and raving about the time they had. They brought all their kids because it was a big one. It was like a meal for eight or something. Mm-hmm.
And they
have three kids, and they're married. And so it was perfect for all eight of them to go down there and have a wonderful meal. And they live up in Fremont in the woods. Jop's been to their house.
Right. Yep.
And, you know, they don't have anything like the Bonefish Grill in that. Most of us don't. We're lucky here in West Michigan to have one.
Right. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about the Bonefish Grill and holiday meals and the kind of stuff that you're doing there.
Absolutely. This time of year is by far my absolute favorite special set that we have. We're doing a Norwegian salmon with on a cedar plank with maple bourbon glaze, which is just unreal. I mean, cedar plank's been done, sure, absolutely. But you pair that up with that cedar or the maple bourbon glaze, and it's just out of this world.
No bacon?
No bacon on that one. No bacon on that one. But we, speaking of Brutes, we do put bacon in our Bloody Mary on Sundays. So, yeah. Got to have that in there, exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah. Another thing that we're doing that we actually just started up for the next couple weeks over Christmas and New Year's, it's a surf and turf with a 6-ounce filet, 8-ounce if that's the route you want to go. But it's got a half lobster with it as well. So we take that half lobster and stuff the claw meat inside of there. So you're getting all kinds of claw, leg, and tail meat inside of there, and it's got a creamy sherry Thermidor sauce on top.
Oh my gosh, I'm hungry.
Out of this world.
That does sound good.
That hard-boiled egg I had isn't working anymore.
So one other thing that we just added on, we've had a 13-ounce ribeye for a really long time, and we thought that was kind of weak, so we put an 18-ounce bone-in ribeye on our menu. Beautiful. It's not a special. It's there to stay.
And tell us about that, because it is the bonefish, but a lot of people want to go get seafood, but there's very often somebody in the crowd that isn't a big seafood fan.
Absolutely, and you know, we do the best we can to accommodate that. We have three different types of, you know, two fillets and a sirloin, and then, of course, I just mentioned our 18-ounce bone-in ribeye, all cooked over the same oak-burning grill, which is just going to give it that just that extra pop of flavor. And then we have a really great pork chop as well. So, and we've got a lot of other options on there other than just seafood.
And you've been chefing for a long time. How'd you get going as a chef?
You know, honestly, I started serving in a restaurant. I loved the idea of just delivering an experience to people. And it doesn't get any better than when you move up in an opportunity to go to a restaurant like Bonefish. And
were you at the flat? Were you in one of the Gilmore places?
I was with the Gilmore Collection for a while. That's where we all first met. Over in Lowell at Flat River.
All my kids have worked there.
Beautiful, beautiful restaurant. You know, Chef Jim over there does such a great job that you know, I still talk to him every once in a while.
Yeah, we see him all the time.
Yeah.
Great restaurant.
That's awesome. And you're bringing your son up maybe in the business. Is Layton going to be back there frying bacon up for you someday?
Yeah.
I heard he's a baconator.
Yeah, he loves bacon, right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he likes to get in the kitchen with me. We do some experiments from time to time. Try some new things. Absolutely.
Sure. So it's cool for Christmas that Leighton gets to come into the studio with you. Tell us, what school do you go to?
Inno Academy.
What is it?
Inno Academy.
Oh.
To charter school out in Zeeland.
Awesome. Oh, okay. And so you live around the Zeeland area.
We actually live right over in Granville, Wyoming area. So we
but
travel
you found
out there.
A great charter mm-hmm. school.
Absolutely.
And how cool is that? You get to come and make some radio with your dad. Mm-hmm. Do you like going to work with him?
Yeah.
Does he put you to work? Do you have to like wash the dishes and do all the grunt work that nobody wants to
roll
do?
Roll some silverware.
Oh, that's cool. We're so glad you stopped in.
Absolutely.
So you're actually a managing partner at Bonefish.
Correct, yes.
That's a very great opportunity.
Absolutely.
How many restaurants do they have around the country?
Total, we have about 195.
Wow.
And growing.
Wow.
And growing.
And that's not a common chain at all, because when you walk into the one in Grand Rapids anyway, and there are more in Michigan?
There's two more in Michigan.
Where are they?
Over in the Detroit area, Novi and Troy.
Oh, of course. When you walk in there, though, I mean, you don't get the feel of a corporate restaurant at all.
No.
It feels like some local guy just has great taste.
This is the first, this is a huge compliment to that restaurant, because when they first opened, I had a business around the corner on Cascade Road, and I was maybe a regular there. And what the bartenders would do is the first time I'd ever seen it happen, they would take and write their name on a little table tent, you know, just a piece of bent paper in half. They'd write their name on the front so you knew you could address the bartender with their first name, but they'd write your name on the back. And they'd come up and introduce themselves when you first walk in. So immediately you had a first name basis with the bartender, and you didn't say, "Hey, you, can I have another drink?" And it just took the whole experience up a notch when you can really Wonderful. Address them as a friend. And I always thought that's the cool. It's so simple, but it's the coolest thing. And then after I've been there a couple times, they remember, mm-hmm. right? Maybe more than a couple times I was there. But they remember.
So the waitresses never knew your name, just the bartender.
Correct.
Okay.
But then, you know, it was the kind of place like Cheers, where you walked in and the drink was on the bar before you sat down. I mean, really, right. It's that kind of a place. It's a hometown place. It's not a chain
well,
at all.
Well, you probably make it easy for them, because I notice everywhere we go, they do that for you.
Right, yeah.
Well, that's
I do have some haunts, yeah.
That is a huge, huge compliment to our team and our bartenders and really the entire staff there. You know, we're very much focused on the fact that, there's 195 of us. There's only one here in Grand Rapids, and we want to take care of Grand Rapids and the people who are coming into our restaurant.
Let's talk about grilling fish.
Absolutely.
What's the biggest mistake people make?
Overcooking it.
Mm.
Easily overcooking it. Sometimes, you know, it's almost the same when you look at it from a steak point of view, depending on what type of fish it is, the thickness, the density. You want to make sure that you're not overcooking it. Let it finish. Take it off the grill and let it finish cooking through.
Do you guys ever use mesh trays to grill in so that you can not let it stick to the grates?
You know, depending on the type of fish that we're using, we're doing different types of techniques. But for the most part, we're just putting it right on the grill. You know, like right now we have our swordfish, which is perfect on a grill.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one you don't.
Is it a flat top or does it actually have grill grates?
Oh, no, it's grates. Absolutely.
Okay. And it's wood-fired.
It is wood-fired,
So
yes.
What's the secret to keeping it from falling apart?
You know, first of all, you've got to make sure that you get a little bit of oil on it. Once we season our fish, we do put a little bit of oil on it, straight onto the fish.
So hungry right now.
And then we put a little bit of oil on the grill. You know, not too much, because we don't want it to overwhelm the fish itself.
So do you have you have a device that you can just apply oil to that grate
before
you put it on?
It's a spray bottle. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little spray bottle.
Get a little flare up when you do that too.
And then when we're turning it, it's just a large spatula. If it's too small, then that's when you're going to run into that problem. The fish is going to fall off the edge of it. It's a large spatula. You're going to have no problem with that.
You're going to take that fish and season it. You're going to put some oil on it, season mm-hmm. it, and let it sit for a few minutes so that that oil kind of penetrates a little bit.
Yep,
okay, that sounds
yep.
So, I'm so stinking hungry. I can't wait to come over and see you again. Mike Thorpe, thanks so much for joining
My
us.
Pleasure.
And Leighton, you're a rock star, buddy. Keep frying that bacon up for Dad, because his bacon skills aren't so great. That's Bonefish Grill, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Stop in and patronize these folks, because they gave big time, to quote Trump, big time to the GI barbecue effort.
Thorpe, thanks so much for making time for us. Coming up next, it's the Goomba from the East Coast, Big Paul. He's going to talk some Christmas food. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Mother and child. Holy incense, so tender.